Elsewhere, China says it has monitored American B-52 bomber flights in its newly declared territorial air defense identification zone in the East China Sea. U.S. officials say the bombers were in the area for less than an hour and came across no problems. According to reports, the flights have been planned for some time and were not carried out in direct relation to China's latest declaration. Beijing noted it had established the zone, which requires all aircraft flying over the area to obey its orders. The U.S. has more than 70,000 troops stationed in Japan and South Korea, saying it will not abide by the Chinese-imposed zone. Our very own Stephen Rabe joins us now from Beijing. Stephen, some back and forth quips from all parties in this East China Sea dispute. How do you see the situation transpiring in the near future?
It's very hard to not conclude that China underestimated America's reaction. It announced this air defense identification zone, and immediately America rode roughshod over it, or we can say flew not one but two B-52 bombers through it. Where this is going, I don't know. China seems to have backed down in a way that's tried to prevent itself from losing face. But this does seem to be like a loss of face for China. These American bombers just flew straight through the zone and ignored China's requests to identify themselves. Now China's saying that this was in accordance with the rules, which quite clearly it wasn't. Japan's two main civilian airlines have now, to begin with, they said they were going to abide by the rules which China said it was going to impose, but then their government ordered them not to. And those two airlines have been conducting normal flights today. So it looks like China's has lost face here, is backed down. One journalist, even in today's press conference at the foreign ministry, said, doesn't this make China look like a paper tiger? And the foreign ministry spokesman just dodged the question. Then he said, you know, to sum up, that China has enough determination and capability to defend its national sovereignty. But this isn't a violation of the new air defense identification zone, then I don't know what is. It looks like China has been surprised by America's very robust reaction and has climbed down.
Stephen, will this add fuel to the fire to the already seemingly tense relations between China and Japan regarding the Senkaku Islands, known as the Japanese, and the Diaoyu, known by the Chinese?
It's hard to tell, but China is not ready for any kind of confrontation with America. If this were Japan on its own, then we might expect to see over this weekend, for example, huge state-orchestrated demonstrations in the capital, you know, outside the Japanese embassy, with the Japanese embassy being pelted with plastic bottles. But America has, for the first time, given a very clear signal that it will intervene if push comes to shove. If China starts a war, America has given a very clear signal. So I think that they might just let this lie. They might just climb down. They've tried to make it look like they haven't climbed down, but we might not hear anything from them about this. We might not hear anything about this air defense identification zone in the future if America just carries on violating it.
Thank you very much. Press TV's Stephen Rabe joining us from Beijing.